Live from Austin, Texas, this is After Reality.
This is the final roast tonight.
But first.
When people stop being polite.
Shut up.
And start getting real.
Good job, Spock.
Killed it. Good job.
He's Polly's roommate in the Redemption House.
Oh, my gosh.
God. Will Simmons.
I'm going to do it live all over your face.
I am Spencer Kitley, and this is After Reality. Welcome to our podcast for this week, Challenge Final Reckoning. It was a reckoning episode where we had the Redemption Reckoning. So a lot to talk about. We've talked about it before. This is going to be a long season, just like Dirty 30. We've had one competition so far the main house.
And now we're moving to Redemption Series already.
So, obviously, the challenge on this podcast, if you are a fan of Bachelor Nation, check out our Bachelor Nation podcast. We're over on the Mixed Bag this week. We'll be talking Big Brother and a little of Will's Bravo favorite, Below Deck.
Below Deezy. Yep.
What's good?
Struggled this week to keep up with all the shows, but that's okay. I did get to see one of my favorite bands of all time for the first time, Phish.
I didn't hear about that. Did I hear about that on another podcast?
You're going to hear about it all day. All damn day. They were that good. But yeah, busy week overall. A good week of TV. I'm glad I had the chance to watch all the shows that I got to watch because it's pretty quality.
Get your quality right here. Before we get going, remind everybody where they can find us on the interwebs.
Follow us on Twitter at After Reality Pod, like the After Reality TV Podcast page on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram at After Reality Podcast. Like, subscribe, enjoy us.
Yo, what's up? This is TJ Lavin. You're listening to the After the Reality Podcast.
Yo, what's up, TJ?
Teej is the best.
Yeah, we haven't had much of him.
He occasionally pops into one of the two houses.
Right.
And then we've seen him at Armageddon once, and I guess technically that was Armageddon, but they didn't call it Armageddon this week,
right? Because you didn't get to see the votes and stuff. So right. I don't know.
But you want to talk about where do we want to start? We'll start in the Redemption House,
yeah,
because that's where most of the action happened this week.
Yeah, pretty much, primarily focused on Redemption House. We kind of catch up that Chuck and Brittany are probably still in love with each other.
We kind of knew that last week based on the fiery nature of their encounter.
Because of that, Pauly has just been sitting there taking notes this whole time. And kind of lets us in a little note, and he lets them know, too, that he is definitely going to use this against Brad.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're sitting there with eight people in the Redemption House.
Yep.
Pauly is like, hey, regardless... no matter what happens, if I get back to that house, I'm telling everybody that you guys are having sexual relations in this house. And they don't react.
I was so stunned. I was like, I would be pissed. Especially like, Brittany.
Okay, Chief. Don't do that.
Yeah. I didn't watch Pauly's Big Brother season. Was he kind of like...
No, he was a calm. He was a good soldier. I'm trying to remember who he was aligned with. His brother was on a previous season, which is actually this right after the challenge this week.
Okay,
there was Fear Factor with Big Brother versus Survivor. His brother was one of the big.
I saw a clip of that.
The Big Brother guys. We also had Bachelor versus Bachelorette. But yeah, he was a calm dude for the most part. He was on the season with Natalie, with Jose, with Davon, with Victor, who was on the last season of the challenge. They were all on the same season of Big Brother,
solid.
If my memory serves me correctly, which it usually does. Big Brother is a little harder for me to be a historian of. It kind of blends together in my head.
Right, and some people aren't there on there very long. Like, they're literally there for a day.
Yeah, it's just like... Be like, do you remember so-and-so from Survivor? They lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
There were three tribes, and you get about half a second with each of them.
Right. In Challenge, we usually get to watch them on something previously to this, so you already have history of them, and then, you know, it all goes down.
Not to get too far off topic, but we're talking about Big Brother. I really wish that they had done, since it was season 20 this year, done All Stars.
Yeah, I would. But it would have been opposed.
Again, you have those pre-existing relationships with people, which is always fun.
Exactly.
Anyhow, so the main topic for this week was the redemption reckoning.
Mm-hmm.
The double cross is back, Will.
It's back. It's back big time. Shades of Dirty 30. Yeah, you pull the X, you get to choose one team to go against you for the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse elimination, and a chance to get back in the game.
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, I feel like that was a... We had the Four Horsemen in wrestling back mm-hmm. in the day, and the Four Horsemen was also a thing, I believe, with the Green Bay Packers. Was that the Four Horsemen?
Was it like a defensive line?
No, I think the Four Horsemen were like Paul Hornig and some other guys who... We don't do a football podcast, but
we're gonna do one now.
If we had a list of all the podcasts that we were gonna do, but actually the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse are described in the last book of the New Testament of the Bible.
It's also a famous painting. Sculpture or like a piece. It's an piece of architecture in Paris where you see the Four Horsemen Apocalypse over, like it's right near the Louvre.
I feel like that was also a thing in the first season of True Detective.
So the Four Horsemen of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
So it was coached by Newt Rockne, and the group was Harold Studeler, Don Miller, Jim Crowley, and Elmer Leyden.
Of course, everybody knows their 1924 football history.
All you need to know is Newt Rockne was their coach. He's famous. Anyway, so it's pouring down rain. Absolutely miserable. This is the worst time to shooting any kind of
TJ was
TV
staying
show.
Dry.
TJ is always dry. No cloud will ever touch that man.
Someone's holding
a giant tent.
A giant
you just can't see it.
Thing.
Yeah, it's really high up.
Yeah.
Jose goes first. Single cross. Oof.
Swing and a miss.
Natalie and Polly.
Double cross.
Double the flavor.
Dos Equis.
Double the fun. Dos Equis. Yeah. So TJ is going to find out their decision at the elimination round. Who would you choose?
Who would you choose? I would hope for personally for them to put Jenna and Jimmy in there with them, just because that's who I would prefer to have in the house.
Sure.
That would be my personal, as a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
But the BB pair is likely maybe the weakest, but Polly and Natalie are, from that looking at them, and what we know, Natalie performed pretty well last season. Polly is an athlete. He's a little diminutive, but I would expect them to beat any of these three teams.
Sure.
With Brittany and Chuck being the toughest competition.
Right.
I wonder if they would have altered this competition at all had they chosen the two-woman team.
That's a good question. I also would have chosen Jen and Jimmy for selfish reasons. But, yeah. No, it's...
Logic would say to pick Jenna and Jimmy.
Yeah. Also, we see later on that the loser doesn't exactly go home.
This is correct.
So...
You're basically picking the person that gets to stay, kind of.
So... If they don't know that ahead of time, then you lose a Josea and Devon. You technically have two people. You technically have two people that might be on your side if you get back in the house.
Well,
but you don't know that
They don't have any allies, right? Except for Big Brother friends.
That's exactly it. So
that's kind of how you need it. And that's what they should have said as to why. Like, hey, these are the only allies that we know of because we knew these people beforehand. Say nothing more.
Yeah.
Not.
Say no more, fam.
Don't be vindictive and go and say, Brad, Zach, your girlfriend's going home.
I mean, I like the move. It's kind of like a old school Johnny Bananas, like, I'm just going to screw everybody over here. But
Bananas would have never done something that dumb, though.
It's too early.
That wasn't thought out.
It's too early for this kind of move. Like, you just don't do that.
Bold move, bro.
But I do respect the fact he's going hard in the paint real early. for fun.
I put it here. I said, Paulie's an idiot. How does he think this works?
I don't know. This show is different than Big Brother, as they're all most of the Big Brother kids have found out pretty
quickly. It's not like, oh, I got to make a big move fast.
No.
And even on Big Brother, I don't
play.
I don't say, like, the people that are always like, oh, I want to make a big move in week two. I'm like, dumb. You're going to go home.
Yeah, your time is
over. Go ahead and get the red paint out and put that target on your back.
Yeah. But they play balls to the wall in an elimination.
Balls to the wall. It just, if you didn't see it, which you probably did because you're listening to this podcast about the show, but if you didn't, all you had to do is dislodge a hammer from a wall. So kind of a typical thing we've seen in the past with like some drywall, but really thick drywall that you have to, you have the hold of the long end of a sledgehammer.
This looks like wood.
Perhaps wood.
But it's pouring down raining.
Yeah. So slippery handle.
Yep.
And use that hammer to break the ice that is holding them in their respective cages. Both partners apparently have to retrieve their hammers. We did not see that specified by TJ, though. I went back to listen to the rules. I was curious why, if it was a rule, why one partner couldn't help the other one once they had pulled their hammer out. Or maybe even not help them pull the handle. Take your sledgehammer and knock a hole in the wall and pull their hammer through.
I think that was probably some rules that were probably
That'd
left
be
off.
Frowned upon?
Yeah. It's also interesting how both girls started off as the first person to pull the hammer to the wall. And I'm like, oh, okay. Not that it was a bad move, but I'm like, okay, both teams decided the same thing. I don't know if it's like, oh, they're using Natalie, Devon has to go up there, or vice versa kind of thing. Either way, Natalie struggled big time. Actually, Natalie, who was a decent competitor last season, she got creamed by Cam in her elimination challenge, and everyone thought it was kind of a shoe-in for Natalie.
Do you think there was a leverage play at all where you could press down on that hammer?
Absolutely, because she was shorter than that thing, but she kept just kind of pulling at it instead of just like leveraging and just trying to snap it through, because you saw when Devon got it.
I think that might have been her problem. She's very short.
Oh, absolutely. Also, her leverage was like barely tapping that piece of wood over and over, and while Devon actually had a little bit of leverage to kind of like bend it in.
Yeah, but she couldn't do the like kind of almost like piston action of going in and then trying to rip it.
But she, even when she did, she didn't go very far. She had it like like an inch off of it, then pull it right back.
I think it's probably a height thing.
I don't know. Also, like, Paulie coaching her into this, I don't know. Like, I don't know how that works.
I think you'd go with the fulcrum strategy and try to bust it out that way. Although, what do you think they would have done if they had, I mean, those are wood handles on the sledgehammer. What if you break the wood handle?
Yeah, you're screwed.
And the other end of the hammer just falls off. I guess you technically pull the handle back through and you did it, and the other person can knock the ice out.
I guess so. Well, they lose in pretty terrible fashion. They get smoked. Jose and Devon win. And we find out Paulie and Natalie are going back to the redemption house because of this.
Paulie could not handle the losing taunts of his fellow house guest.
Yeah, you got to keep it together, brother.
He and Kyle start going at each other. And then he's going at Zach. Security's really having to restrain him. I didn't take a look around. Was Rucker in the scene?
No, I didn't see him.
He's going nuts. Like, nuts that's kind of typically reserved for heavily intoxicated people in the house. Obviously not heavily intoxicated because he's competed in a competition. Brad and Zach just laughing at this dude. Paulie is making these taunts of, like, thinks he's so smart, but then he drops the bomb on Brad.
Boom. Tells Brad that Brittany was messing around with Chuck in the redemption house. Boy, Brad's face just...
Yeah.
Just, like, hulking out.
And at this point, they've dismissed Brittany and Chuck and Jenna and Jimmy, so they weren't around to refute this.
Nope. At all. It won't be for a while. Yep.
And it's plausible that Jose and Devon refute it, but it doesn't really do them any good to do that. Let's leave the target elsewhere.
Yeah, don't bring it up. Be like, oh, man.
They kind of alluded to that when they won. They said, we're going to go in the house, but we're not going to tell anybody about anything.
Yeah. Well, of course not, because you don't want to give them an in if they know there's a place to go and what happens when you go there. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, or that there's a surveillance room.
Right. You don't – exactly. You don't say anything.
Yeah.
You take it to the grave at that point.
But we can say that. But people on reality shows typically don't make good decisions.
They don't. They tell everybody their everything. I mean, just it's the dumbest thing ever. Big Brother especially, like people just like, oh, I'm not going to tell anybody, and they walk into the next room and say something. So
they went back to the Redemption House.
Yep. Probably still running that mouth.
He's still running his mouth because they'll take shots at that nobody else, that he'll take shots that nobody else will take. And if he sees Zach and Brad outside the show, he will take them out. Big talk for a little man. Brad and Zach are big dudes.
I can attest that Zach is a monster of a guy.
Oh, yeah, you know Zach.
He's very tall. Very, very fit guy.
And he wasn't thick like this when you knew him. He wasn't as big on the Real World.
No.
He yoked up after that.
He was still playing football, so he had to be a little more slender. Yeah,
because he was a receiver.
Yeah.
But Brad did look like he was kind of sweating things out. He said, I kind of felt like something was a little off the last three or four nights. Man, this could send Brad into a difficult headspace.
Sure.
Especially with a bit of a loose cannon partner like Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm Brad, I don't want to lose my mind here, but I want to use this as a motivation. He should move it to motivation instead of, like, hysteria.
Yeah.
Because this is a good way to, like, keep motivated. Just like, you know what? I'm going to win this money. And if she's done this to me, she's double loser now. So.
Yeah. Kind of going in reverse order, but let's go back to the main house. What'd you think of Shane's hair regrowth helmet?
God. Supposedly it works, I guess.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But yeah, Brad, who also could use that device a little bit, starts talking to Shane about,
hey, can we pass that around, bro?
Yeah. He's like, oh, Brittany's not here. You okay? Aren't you pissed? Right, Brad? You pissed?
It seems fine. Foreshadowing.
Yep.
If I get pissed, I'm going to screw up my game.
Shane can't keep his cool either.
So, if Shane can't keep his cool, maybe, like, worse than anyone.
Yeah. And, like, such a hair trigger for no reason. I'm like, Jesus, stop. Yeah. Yep.
We got a little more insight into Kaylee and how Nelson had started that bananas rumor last season about them hooking up on Vendettas, which by all accounts at this point is not a rumor.
No, Bananas confirmed it.
Yeah.
He said it.
And then Bananas starts stirring the pot with Shane. So he tries to figure out who voted for him and Nelson. We know it was Bananas. We don't know who else.
Yep.
It may not have been anyone else. It may have just been that one vote. That's kind of the one beauty of the blind vote, that you don't know who, which I think is going to be intriguing, especially as the season goes on. Who knows when the next time we're going to get another vote is.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
But to see how they switch that thing up to make it a little different every time so they don't really know what to expect in the vote.
Right. Also, I mean, I know they have a lot of time in their hands, and, like, this is the most important thing, but, like, if you have to go to that, if you're, like, part of a team that's going to get voted for and it happens to you several times a season, are you able to remember every time somebody votes for you and who voted for you? I mean, like,
if you're taking notes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you should be, but I'm like, geez, I already can't remember this, and I've watched the show.
You mentioned they had a lot of time on their hands. Banana also had a lot of sunblock on his hands.
Ooh.
He's rubbing down his new lady of the challenge. He loves the rookies. This year it's Angela.
Oh, my God. She is a disaster, too. He has to know who she is.
Well, he has to at least be aware of what Bad Girls Club is.
Right.
Well, I've never seen it, but I'm aware that it's a bunch of crazy girls.
Oh, I've worked on it.
I know you have.
They're crazy.
Yeah. The craziest ever?
Of all the shows I worked on, that was the craziest one.
Yeah.
There was one girl in there that absolutely was nuts, Judy. But Angela looks like a piece of dynamite where it just blow up at any point, so.
Dynamite!
But, yeah, Johnny loves some new newbies. Not that Angela is ugly by any means, but Angela is very much well put together by doctors. So. Not that she's a Frankenstein by any means, but.
It's funny how, like, the last couple seasons, the new girls from outside the program have that magnetic pull to the seasoned vet of Johnny Bananas.
Well, yeah, because they don't know him very well yet. Even though they might know who he is, they're like, oh, man. I mean, everyone's like, oh, he's good looking. He's in great shape. He's funny. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, like, he's not the worst person to go be buddies with.
No, not on the show. No. Maybe not after the show, but not on the show. You want to be on
but
side.
We've talked about this, though. At this point in time, like, Bananas is recruiting his new army.
Yeah. So if you're like, new, pull him over.
Yeah. Go be with Bananas, yeah. Because he can get you there. He just needs soldiers.
Oh, he'll get you there.
And then maybe...
He'll leave you on the top of the mountain, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got to do what you got to do.
You do.
So, still no challenge.
Maybe
episode
one
4. We've had one challenge.
I bet Alan Aguirre is losing his mind right now.
I don't hate it, because, I mean, we love the drama in the house.
Which we don't always get a lot of, but this episode seemed very elongated with all the different things. Like, I don't think we need as much Brittany and Chuck at the beginning of the episode as we did. We should just, like, skip part of that, but...
Yeah. I'm curious how many episodes this thing's going to be.
72.
72 episodes. More than Big Brother.
It's going to be a full calendar year.
Yeah. I put up a poll. We talked about kind of who they chose to go in, and...
Who?
Are you? Jose and Devon were the popular choice by almost 50% of the vote. So
what was the question again?
Who should Paulie and Natalie have taken with them into the elimination?
Which makes sense now.
Yeah, let's take a quick look at. Well, does it make sense they lost? But
but they're still around.
They're still around,
and they're in the house now.
Yeah. We'll take a look at our scores over on Fantasy 4 Reality. That's Fantasy the numeral 4 reality.com. The challenge game is up. The Bachelorette game's winding down. Bachelor in Paradise will be up there soon.
Looky, looky.
Will is doing well. I did outscore him this week by a nominal margin, but my team has been largely decimated. I lost Paulie and Natalie this week. I have.
But you didn't lose them.
I lost. Well, yeah. I formerly lost Brittany, Chuck, and Jimmy and Jenna.
Big whiff.
So Will's sitting there with a fully stocked team and an
80-point
lead.
Which rarely happens. I know my team will eventually fall apart, but I really like what I have so far.
Oh, you have a great team. If you don't win this, I'd be shocked.
Which is fun because you have Cam and I have Kaylee.
So that's the same team. They cancel each other out.
Right, but so at least that's fair to where it's not like we have both one person. You know,
yeah.
It's fine. So it's an even match there. Yeah, my team's strong right now.
I mean,
very strong.
I drafted Cam and Melissa with my second overall pick.
Yeah.
When we in this game, and then
you also have Tori and Derek.
Then I drafted with my Bananas and Tony first. With my second pick was Cam and Melissa. My third pick was Jimmy and Jenna. My fourth pick was Paulie and Natalie.
Jeez,
not going so well.
Somehow you ended up with Maria and Carmaria way down there.
Yeah, well, because Marie sucks.
Right. I have Devon and Jose. Let's be honest. That's the worst team that was put together. Luckily, I've survived
and
with
and
them.
Yet somehow you chose them over Brittany and Chuck, knowing that Brittany is a good competitor.
Yeah.
What? And you had no idea who... Well, you know who Jose was because he...
It
he
was about, terrible on
Because
the...
he about died on Champs vs.
Oh,
Stars.
God. Shane almost killed him personally.
Well, no. He tried to swim,
yeah, swim
when he didn't know how
swimming,
to swim.
But
yeah.
Shane almost personally killed him for his poor hockey
yes.
playing skills. Yep. I'm glad I'm winning for now.
Anything else on the challenge before we move on?
No. It's been fun. I need a little pick up the pace here, but it's been fun.
Pick them up and put them down. Before we go, remind everybody where they can find us online.
Well, you can find us at Twitter, at After Reality Pod, and like the After Reality TV Podcast page on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram at After Reality Podcast. Please like us, subscribe, let us know what you think, follow us as much as you can. You can find me at iFellOver on Twitter and Instagram.
iFellOver45.
iFellOver45, sorry. You should know by now, though.
You can find me at Spencer Kitley on Twitter. And until we meet again, we remind you that all's fair, love, war, and challenges.